Thank you for joining me, Estra, this Saturday, July 12, 2014, for Talking About You with Estra from Seattle, Washington, USA. This is your car accident radio channel, bringing knowledge and support about auto insurance, employers, short and long-term disability, personal injury, and much, much more. New beginnings are usually a fun adventure. An unexpected disability requires making adjustments, difficult in nature. Yet, as with anything in life, most obstacles can be overcome with time, patience, and determination. Knowledge about your condition, estimated recovery time, and the road traveled by many others in similar situations help to evaluate how to navigate and move forward. There is nothing more shocking than having life turned upside down and the start of the day one doesn't realize what will happen. In fact, most thoughts are daily routine activities, ideas of how to solve problems, and the goals to accomplish, adding a bit of daydreaming to the equation. Then, crash! Life changes in an instant. This can happen so quickly the mind has not caught up with the physical changes due to personal injury. For some, the news will be the worst of their life. For others, the experience will be another challenge to overcome. Early stages of disability brings out courage, determination, and lasting hope after confusion, fear, instability, and loss of the past way of life. Yes, for a lot of people, this means a new beginning with obstacles. But as long as you are alive, which is a good thing after a traffic collision, a choice to rebuild your life is possible. A decision not to be overwhelmed by grief, sadness, or the problems faced will set the stage of realizing you are still wonderfully made and there are plenty of opportunities in life with a vibrant future in time. Today, let's talk about the early stages of disability, what you can expect, and how to overcome. Today we'll spend our time talking about the shock of becoming disabled, when reality and the problem sets in, finding the strength to overcome obstacles, acceptance of the new you and where to go from here, and moving through the early stages of disability. Place your comments or questions on Twitter, hashtag Estra's Radio Show, or Talking About You with Estra on Facebook. I'm listening to what you have to say about your car accident experiences. The shock of being involved in an auto accident raises many questions. For example, what happens now? How long will I receive benefits from an auto insurance personal injury protection policy? How long will my employment sick leave last? Will I qualify for short or long-term disability from my employer's benefit package? All these questions and more questions are quite common. And they're valid, especially if you've never been through the process. Knowledge is not only power in these circumstances, but in my opinion, it is the key to preparing yourself for what is to come. Initially, when filing your first claim, many injured people are under the impression that your auto insurance company is there to help you. I mean, isn't that what you are bombarded with on a regular basis when viewing commercials? If in a car accident, we will help you get through it. We are here for you. Yep, you could likely write your own script from hearing it so much, yet when the rubber meets the road, meaning you need help after a collision, in the first weeks, it might appear as if you will be receiving what may be needed from your auto insurance employer or employer benefit package. However, as time goes on, you might notice it takes longer to receive assistance and they become less responsive to your request. And unfortunately, this typically happens when life begins to get tough. Bills begin to roll in, the realities of your injury sink in, and significant life changes are impacting you more. Therefore, stress levels increase and worries of where your life is headed become important. If wise, this will be a time when you evaluate those who are looking out for your best interest or theirs. We all know that money does not grow on trees, and the goal of these corporations is to give the least amount possible to you, from my experience. Isn't it amazing how different a policy can look when you don't need it? How much time did you actually spend thinking about in the future that you might be applying for help? Many of us have this superhuman philosophy that those tragic or terrible things happen to others, but they won't actually happen to us. Really? It's amazing, even after we experience traumatic events, we can believe it will not happen to us again. The reality is, all of us are vulnerable, and it can occur at any time. We really cannot foresee the future, and from my perspective, there is no safety net for something you cannot see. This does not mean you should not do all that's possible to prepare for the unexpected. Preparation goes a long way in helping smooth out some of the kinks in life and provide a little time to recoup from problems. Ask anyone who's had something break down and it requires immediate repairs. When having the resources, trouble is less magnified. However, needing to find resources to resolve the issue, the struggle is more intense. From my perspective, it is the same when dealing with corporations. The more independent you are in the situation, meaning resources are available to resolve the problem, the less corporate behavior will have an impact on you. Why? Because you have more control over the decision-making pertaining to all aspects of life choices. You can choose what is in your best interest and deal with the insurance or employers later. If you begin to find them uncooperative in resolving your claim, you still have options. This also allows you to get on with your life. You're not looking in the past, being concerned whether auto insurance carriers will pay for needed care, which costs more than getting it through your employer plans, by the way. Thank goodness for the Affordable Care Act, which personally I would rename paying a fair price for the services received and not having to worry about unfair business practices for profit. I would prefer the single-payer system in order for everyone to be treated fairly. Perhaps we shall see this happen in the future when America's greed takes the back seat to the care and concern of citizens. Anyway, that punch in the stomach feeling you may be experiencing at the time you notice that help is not so near and dear. Your money is going out faster than coming in. The reality, you may not be recovering as quickly as wanted, and life begins to look a bit differently due to the reality of a disability. Not knowing what happens now can be quite disheartening. Recognize in many cases you are in the early stages of realizing that your life has changed, and this is okay. You will be okay. This is the only time of transition that might be scary for you. Many people injured in a car accident have had the same thoughts or feelings. Granted, it's a bit more personal when it's you, yet we all are the same. The same desires to be at our best, to fulfill our goals in life, and to do and be our best. And with patience, you will come out on the other side of this event. Here are five things I want you to remember. Number one, give yourself time to adjust to these new circumstances. You are the most important person in this equation. Number two, auto insurance companies or employers may not pay out your claim, but you will survive. And this is a good reason to support insured civil rights for fair treatment. Number three, always be your best advocate and make choices that will improve your life. Number four, a disability is not who you are. Let me repeat that because that's very important. A disability is not who you are, but a condition with limitations that may be overcome, circumvented, or incorporated into your life. And number five, You are the same person you've always been. Life is full of change, which helps us to grow. Has your perception changed? Maybe. Worldview? You know, it tends to get larger the more experiences we have. Life presents small or large shifts, and somehow we move with the events, whether they are to us, someone we love, or even our country. The fact of the matter is, there is a lot of courage and strength within us. It is times like these that show it. The shock of sudden life changes propels us into new life dynamics. This means learning new things and gaining insights into a new world, a world which will teach you different ways of looking at and perhaps living life. The key is embracing these new experiences and keeping a bright light next to the shadows in order to see your way through. Again, never give up. Let me repeat that again. Never give up. By reaching out, up, and reinventing your life, the new path may bring things never thought of in your wildest dreams. Therefore, acknowledge that in the early stages of disability, it is quite common to recognize losses, but it's also a time to look up and recognize there will still be opportunities in life. It doesn't stop with the disability, and neither should you give up on the future. Hidden talents may arise to the surface and be the ledge of hope just waiting to stir up life's dreams. Each and every program, I want you to know that your car accident concerns matter. I, Estra, personally realize outcomes do depend on knowledge. This is the reason for talking about you with Estra, Estra's TV, and blog. Locations where you can join me for additional conversations include Pinterest, which is Estra's radio show, IMBD, which is Estra's TV, which also has a new demo room out for your viewing. You can also visit me on Twitter at Estra's Blog Tips, Estra's TV, Estra's radio show, Estra's Book Club. Also, there's a new survey out. It's about bad faith complaints against insurance companies. So make sure to actually go out and take that. It's less than 3 minutes. It's under the hashtag under Twitter of Estra's Accident Survey, or you can also find it on Talking About You with Estra on Facebook. Also, we have Estra's TV Instagram, which is a great place to go out and take a look at harassment, intimidation, tactics, and concerns. When reality of current conditions and problems set in, this can be some of the darkest times. From my perspective, take things one step at a time and recognize nothing lasts forever. However, some things do last a long time. No matter how long your desert lasts, there will be a spring for you. In other words, you will learn how to live in all seasons of life, the good, the bad, the ugly, and nomad's land. Some days you may end up victorious in overcoming hurdles, and others may end in defeat. The key is to be getting up the next morning and starting anew, a new beginning with a positive attitude, with the courage and determination to make it as good as it can get, and recognizing a 24-hour cycle for change. Remember, good things accomplished each day, even if they are minor. Let the bad things go, for what you've gained from them will not necessarily be shaken. The mind is usually good at remembering to jump over these hurdles when they reappear. Are you broke? Oh, the pain of lack. How common this has become for too many here in the United States. If this keeps up, we'll have to rename us to the divided states, the haves and the have-nots. Financial lack can be overcome on a daily basis. Personally, I believe it is the shame placed upon our hearts and soul which finds this condition so painful. Yet, this too can be overcome by putting it in its place. In my many decades upon this earth, I have found few people unwilling to improve their plight in life, and those people who are, I've found to be in a condition, or actually have been conditioned this way, by a society in which they live, which provides them with few opportunities for improvements. Most individuals desire the American dream, the dream the middle class used to live and cherish. Now, most just want to once again dream about having a life not full of lack. The contentment can be achieved in all things. This includes being in a broke condition. Think in terms of what you needed today that you were unable to receive. If it was nothing, then your brokenness did not impair your day. If so, try to gain what is needed in small increments. Need does not have to be an all-or-nothing proposition. It can be gradually acquired. When in Rome, do as the Romans do. In other words, if you were able to have ample resources at your disposal, they would be there. The only thing you can do today is your best. Nothing more can be required of you. This is another reason not to be convinced to acquire more debt. The average American is almost $20,000 in debt, which would be a major problem with an injury and a job loss. A valuable lesson learned from this experience is how much money you really need to live on. Pay as you go is a much better deal. Deceptive commercials can place you in a world of hurt when you can't afford it. Unfortunately, many corporations prefer the injured in a broke condition. From my perspective, it's a lot easier to bargain with a desperate person than one who can stand their ground. And who are the courts for? The poor? No way. Corporations? Yep. Who do law enforcement support? Corporations. The only way to restore a middle class, and by the way, that means making $100,000 to $150,000 a year, which the $50,000, yes, the poor do not make, means the poor really do not have a fair opportunity when they're battling for claims against auto insurance companies or employers. But don't be discouraged, because what the poor has is numbers, big numbers. It's about making a decision to change the tide by voting in 2014. The injustices currently coming from our Supreme Court, Congress, and bias on the local levels can be changed by your action of voting, and even with redistricting. The voices of each citizen cannot be swayed. When determined to bring our country back into balance for the average system, whether injured or not. In summary, yes, struggles will be tough, but the tough keep going. You are stronger than you think. Learn as much as you can about injuries. Be creative to make life better. Recognize everyone does have a burden to bear, but this does not stop any of us from living, dreaming, or striving to become what is in our hearts. Yes, wisdom, knowledge, and support plays a major role in our success, and trusting in what you can live with and without will determine where you go from here. There is a choice only you can make, especially when times get hard. We all must prepare our minds and bodies for the difficulties ahead. But once we make it, we contain the knowledge it is possible to move forward. Again, make sure to stop by, say hello, and share your experiences. It's nice to have a place to share car accident struggles and victories. As with life, it is indeed about the journey. Recently released videos include harassment and intimidation of the injured. It's common for people who file auto insurance, employer benefits, Social Security claims to find themselves facing harassment and intimidations in hopes of getting injured to eliminate the claim. This is a must-see video, and it's free. And it's out on Estra's TV, YouTube users, Estra's blog, and also my official website, Estra's Car Accident. Surveillance Harassment Uncut is a real-time demonstration of what many people injured in car accident who file for benefits experience. See the day-to-day intimidation tactics which must be overcome. Meet Estra is an introduction about the journey of being involved in a car accident and what this experience may entail. Disability Surveillance 101, this video shares what to look for, privacy retention, documentation, and encouragement. By the way, I put a new disability surveillance article out on the website and also Twitter and Facebook. And it's really interesting to see all the different ways in which surveillance come about. So if you haven't read it, it's a must-see to go out and take a look. Now, the 214 Car Accident Weekly Planner is also available in case you've been in a collision this year at any time. If you got in a collision last week at the 4th of July, you can actually go out and pick one up to help you. You can stop by any time during the year if involved in a car accident to pick one up. Having both my book, Car Accident by Estra, and the 214 Car Accident Weekly Planner helps organizing, documenting, and information retrieval. Stop by eBay under Estra's Car Accident Help or Estra's Car Accident site, and also it's available at local bookstores. I know firsthand your situation. I have dealt with insurance companies such as USAA. In fact, I'm dealing with USAA right now. GEICO, PIMCO, Progressive, Farmers, Allstate, Premier, Blue Cross, United Healthcare, Medicare, LifeWise Insurance Company, Social Security, and employer SNC-Lavalin Constructors, previously known as Enron. If you have any questions or concerns you want to talk about, make sure you just leave me a tweet on Twitter at Estra's Radio Show, or on Talking About You with Estra on Facebook. Or I'd love to also see you out on my blog. Finding strength to overcome obstacles begins with making a decision not to give up or give in. One of the main tactics of individuals and corporations is to wear you down, lowball the settlement cost, or overpower you with their time and resources. Choose today that regardless of what you have or you don't have, you will carry on to the best of your abilities each day. Make a decision to read examples of what others have done to survive hard times, how they have dealt with similar situations, and ways to emulate their actions in order to get by. Also share any creative ideas you come up with on Twitter at Estra's Radio Show. We are in this together. You may not think much about your accomplishments, but I'm sure people out there looking for the same solution will. It's typically not the big things that throw us, it's the small. When simple solutions are found to resolve simple problems, many will gravitate towards these ideas. The mind is a terrible thing to waste with a good idea, so share and remember. Ask a simple question on an internet search. You will see many others have sought answers too. There really isn't anything new under the sun, perhaps new ways of sharing it or finding it, but it's there. I've done a lot of searching for you already. Many answers you are seeking can be found on Estra's blog tips on Blogger, Talking About You with Estra on Facebook again, and Estra's radio show, Estra's blog tips, Estra's book club, and Estra's TV on Twitter. If you are dealing with disability surveillance, harassment, and intimidation, you can find helpful encouragement on Estra's TV on Instagram. Follow me and share your experiences. The key is to realize just how special you are today, right now. Be an overcomer, your best advocate, and allow the inner courage and strength to bring you to new levels never imagined. In our society today, we've been forced to accept a single standard of perfection. This perfection, in my opinion, is created to leave out the majority of people, just as our current circle of wealth includes only a few. In this way, in my opinion, an illusion is created to feed off the rest's desires, hungers, and passions. Fortunately, as a society, we are waking up to realize, regardless of who we are and our lot in life, we deserve the same respect and dignity. We have seen equality take small steps forward. Even Hollywood is embracing the different faces, sizes, creeds, colors, and disabilities. Somehow we are beginning to see the truth, In my opinion, we are more alike than different, and the divisions used to separate our hopes and dreams have vastly diminished. Although there are many people holding not only themselves but others to this standard, your new standard must be self-acceptance, loving all aspects of who you are, and continue to improve to make a better you. After all, isn't that what change is all about? These new circumstances brought change into your life, and here you are, changed. Be whole in this moment. Recognize this is your standard. You're not here to live up to another person's goals or dreams. This is your life. A life you choose how will be lived. Own it. Accept it. Take it as far as it'll go, and then take it a little bit further. This is what the early stages of disability is all about. A new discovery, a new you. Take hold, learn, grow. The view of you through others' eyes is not your own. Educate them on who you are. Make your truths. Embrace this stage and gain insight into yourself. This is the opportunity to explore those places that were hidden. Only you can delve into this part of you and bring it to the surface. Don't fear the unknown. It's as special as the parts you already know. Moving through the stages of disability is no easy feat. In fact, from my perspective, it's quite difficult. You must face the hurt, pain, suffering, loss, and rebuild your life. However, over the mountain, you will have overcome games played by auto insurance companies, employers, loss of job, loss of homes, loss of cars, loss of security, emotional and or physical impairments, loss of family. The list of losses really does go on and on. Yet here you are, listening to Talking About You with Estra, recognizing the victories of today, ready to face the obstacles of tomorrow, and standing for the issues and concerns important to you. Learning to live with disabilities that have come your way helps to rebuild your life. In my opinion, you are a success story because you are taking the early stages of disability and rebuilding your life from the bottom up. The courage and strength this takes requires letting go of the old, bringing in new ideas, and not being afraid to move forward. The next time you're thinking about accomplishments, acknowledge where you've been and your choices to move forward with life. No one could have done this for you. It took a willingness to grab hold to what's inside and jump. Stay on the path which brings a freedom that only you can serve. I want to extend a special thank you to Audacity, InternetArchives.org, and to Jamendo for the music. This week, Bad Faith Complaint Survey is now available for your input. Only with your support can we demonstrate the experiences of people involved in a traffic collision. Please take the 3 minutes it takes to tell us about how you've been affected. You can find it on Facebook at Talking About You with Estra, along with at Estra's Radio Show on Twitter, hashtag Estra Accident Survey. You can also listen to our archives on iTunes under Talking About You with Estra. Let's meet back here next Saturday, same time, same day, and remember, no matter what you're going through, keep your head up and never give up. The information contained on Talking About You with Estra is not all-inclusive in assisting individuals in discerning information related to a car accident. Information seeking specifics on their case should seek professional assistance. The First Amendment of Free Speech has allowed the Estra's Radio Show, TV, blog, and her brand to state her opinions in addition to her guests and callers, which reflect life experiences. Talking About You with Estra and Estra's brand is no way liable for misuse of the material. For more information, contact Sunlight Publishing, LLC, P.O. Box 69082, Seattle, Washington, 98168. Thank you.